Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Carl Henry. Carl, good afternoon.
How's it going? Good afternoon.
Carl, I know this is the first broadcast interview your family has done after the tragedy that has befallen the family when your younger brother Lee, he was only 13, he was knocked down and killed in a hit and run accident. So before I begin, Carl, can I just say condolences to you and your grief-stricken family and anyone who saw the photographs of your family outside court clutching the framed photograph of a gorgeous young boy, Lee, would not be moved, not but be moved. Carl, can you tell people what happened?
Like, in a way, like, what happened?
Yeah,
like,
the accident. What happened in the original hit and run?
Well, I still don't know to the point of what actually happened, but we heard that Lee was over in the Belcombe College because there was a bit of commotion going on.
Okay, this is up and down. So people know that road going to the airport, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
And there was a bit of commotion going on. So Lee and his friends, obviously, as kids, would go over and have a look or see what's going on. And then they were coming back and unfortunately Lee got hit with the car. And then we all got the phone calls, but it was one of the hardest phone calls I'd ever get in my life, to be fair. We just didn't know what to expect when we got there, and fortunately it turned out the worst for us.
And the driver didn't stop?
No, he didn't stop. He kept driving, and supposedly the Gardaí were supposed to give him chase, but he left his car and jumped over a wall. And well, luckily he left his wallet in the car with his license in it.
And how soon afterwards was he caught?
Well, he didn't get caught. He ended up handing himself into the Garda. I think it was 11 o'clock that night. So it was like 3 hours later after it happened.
And your family had to see him in court?
In the court, yeah. We were back and forth from the court for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And to be honest, he didn't give us any remorse. He just kept walking past us, smiling. So one time we were in court, he was supposed to go on trial on the Friday, and we got a phone call on the Thursday night to say he's changing his plea, he's not going on trial now. He's pleading guilty. So when we got to the court on Friday, he changed his plea again to not guilty. So he came out of court then, and he was sticking up his finger and smiling at us and all. Like, it's just, he was trying to provoke us, but like, we're so strong with family, we would just have to hold her in, to be fair.
Now, his lawyer did say, or solicitor did say, he had been assaulted outside the court.
That was the last court. All the papers everywhere is the headline and that, but that's not what happened. I'll tell you what happened. One of us, I'm not going to say who now, but he walked past us and smiled. Now, this wasn't the first time. This was constantly going on for the last 3 years, provoking us. And one of us has lost it. And we swung our elbow at him, to be fair. He fell back, and he was saying he wants to put it back now for... he has to go to hospital because his lip is bleeding. His lip wasn't even bleeding. He didn't even catch him with the elbow, to be fair. Even the Gardaí said it. He didn't catch him with the elbow.
And did he claim in court that he had been assaulted?
One of the people that was with him ran over to his solicitor and said that he was assaulted.
Okay. And was the court made aware of the gestures that this man, Shelley, used towards the family outside the court?
No, it wasn't. The first court, actually, with the judge, the judge was told about that, but in the case where he got sentenced, she never mentioned it once. She didn't say anything.
Was it the same judge?
it was the same judge there, because she had to read over everything to for the sentencing day, so it was the same judge. But she never mentioned anything of the sort.
And Carl, what was Dean Shelley's what was his demeanour in court? Did he attempt to apologise, or was he as gung ho as you said, with the finger outside? And this was outside the court. The judge
wouldn't
have seen.
He was grinning all the time in court. He was walking past us, laughing at us. Like he was not one bit sorry. He didn't. He wasn't sorry one bit.
And did anyone, by any chance, photograph Dean Shelley giving the family of the of Lee, giving Lee's family the finger, to use that awful phrase?
No, unfortunately not. No, okay. Because we were told it would have, if there's photos took of him inside the court, it would have ruined the court case.
Did he not make the gesture outside the court?
No. It was just outside the court room.
Oh, the court room.
Came out of the court room.
So it was in the building, Carl.
It was in the court building. Yeah.
And you,
it was when it was put
you'd,
back.
You'd swear on that he did.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, 1,000,000%. Like, there was, like, literally our whole family was there. Like, we have a big family.
Yeah.
And every single one of them saw him. Like, it was just, it was so disrespectful. Like, especially from what he'd done. Like, I do say to my mother and my father, if he had stopped, would he have saved me? Like, but no, unfortunately, he didn't have the decency to even stop.
And you say he didn't show any remorse, or he didn't offer any apology?
No remorse. He ended up giving the judge a letter to say that he's sorry or something, but the judge didn't even read it. My mother didn't even want to read it out in court, but this was at the last court date, after 3 years. Like, he could have given it, like, at the start to say, like, well, I'm sorry for what happened, and it stuck with me for the rest of my life. But unfortunately, he didn't give the letter, or didn't say sorry or nothing like that.
Had you ever come across him before? Did anyone know him?
I heard of him before this happened. I knew, like, I didn't know him.
Because he had 12 previous convictions, Dean Shelley.
He had previous convictions for drugs and driving offences too. But one of my points, as I always say to me, Ma, is, he was stopped that earlier on that day before he ran over Lee. Like, I always think to myself, like, would Lee be still here with us today if the guy had done that job properly and took that car? Like,
which, as we know from this programme, they've been doing a lot lately. They've been seizing the car.
Yes, of course, And Park Road Safety, they're one of the Facebooks. They're very good. Like, they'd pinpoint that straight out. But the guy never, I don't know what was going on. Like, he had no tax. If you have no road tax, you're not meant to be on the road. That's once. Like, that's
How do we know he had been stopped earlier that day in the same car with no tax, but the car obviously wasn't seized?
Because the Gardaí have it on file, and it was read out in the courtroom when the case was going on. He had to say that Dean was stopped, and he was the car had no tax. Had no motor tax, but it was on foil, like, and that's one of his reasons why he tried to say he drove off.
Because he'd no tax.
Because he had no road tax, yeah.
But from the description, and I hate to bring it back up again, Carol, not that it ever leaves your family, I know that.
No, not a day, not an
hour, not a minute. But, like, Lee was on the bonnet of the car, and Lee actually, the impact and the force with which the car hit Lee meant that Lee, who was only a young boy, a teenager.
He was only 13, yeah.
13, and it caved in, that was the phrase the Gardaí used, it caved in the windscreen. Such was
the whole windscreen, that's what he said.
He says, I didn't want to stop because I'd no tax.
Yeah. Sure, once he said to the Gardaí that he thought he hit a horse. But sure, if you hit an animal, I know, like, he didn't hit an animal, he hit my little brother Lee, but if you hit an animal, you stop.
Yeah, of course.
You know where I'm coming from. Like, if you hit anything, you stop, and I just can't get my head around it, to be fair.
I remember the funeral in the papers because houses turned out up and down there, but also, wasn't there, the Sam McGuire Cup was there, Lee's remains were draped in a The whole journey. He was big into GAA, was he?
He was big, yeah. He loved GAA. That's what I was about to say. The whole, the papers, you'll see the papers yourself. They run Darndale down, but when that happened with Lee, the whole Darndale and beyond, the whole community came together and done everything what was possible for Lee. They made everything perfect for him, to be fair.
And what was he like? How was he doing in school? And
he was getting, according to his teacher, well, I know my home, he had the brains to warn.
Brilliant.
According to his head teacher, like he was one of the top in the class. Like he was flying. He done a mad thing for college. Like he was only in fourth year and he done a thing for college, and he got the top marks in that. Yeah. Like in the DCU, like he got the top marks for that.
Oh, he sounds like a gorgeous boy. How
he was. And
where did he come in the family, Carl?
Sorry?
Where did Lee come in the family? Was he the youngest or?
He was the second youngest. We have a little sister.
Oh, yeah.
She's the youngest.
He was the youngest boy, is that it?
Yeah, there was four boys and one girl, yeah.
So and that photograph, I don't know whether you've seen the photograph. Is that your dad that's clutching the photo, the image of?
Oh, yeah, that's my father, yeah.
Well, if anyone wants a photograph or an image of heartbreak, that is an image of heartbreak, isn't it?
Most definitely, yeah.
And are you seeking to have the verdict? He got 18 months and then he got probation and some of it was suspended. So I know one newspaper is saying he'll serve 8 months.
He got 18 and he got 10 suspended, and so he'll do 8 months in prison, which he really won't, to be honest. He'll do about 6 months in prison.
How do you know that, or how do you?
Because the way the system is in Ireland, like you don't do the whole time. I was reading up about it online and all, but you'll never do the whole 8 months. You'll only do about my maths. So yeah, well, I was trying to do it on the computer. He'd be out in 6 months.
And did the family, you said he wrote a letter which he handed to the judge, but did he give a copy to the family?
No, never.
So you don't know what's in that letter, do you?
We don't even know what's in it, but we just heard his list I read out saying he gave a letter to the judge to say sorry, which this was the very last case. Like this was the sentencing day when he handed this up, obviously trying to get less off again.
And the judge, in fairness, has everything in front of him or her, all the statements, all the probation reports.
She had, yeah.
Yeah. But the family have a right, and it's no reflection on the judge, but the family have a right to appeal or to ask the DPP to look at the sentence and see is there any case to be answered in terms of seeking a reconsideration of it. But the family asked for that.
No, we didn't even think about anything like that yet. I mean, we were just so shocked that he only got 8 months. To be fair, we didn't think about anything at all like that. It was only like last week, like, you know. We're still trying to get ahead on it, to be fair.
Okay.
There's no point. I don't know what we're going to do. We haven't actually sat down and talked about it.
We'll take our time, because you've plenty of time, but... The tragedy is that a young boy's life, a gorgeous young boy with such potential, every child has great potential, was taken so tragically, and then this man drove off. Mother of God.
Yeah, of course.
And then his arguments afterwards that he thought it was something else, and he drove off because he'd no car tax.
No car tax, yeah, that's the worst part. That's what I was saying. Like that bugs me. Like the guy had done that job properly and took the car, would this have happened? Would Levy have to spend his Christmas with us, would he? You know what I mean?
And I don't want to go into it in great detail, but was Dean Shelley's was his family in court?
His family were in court, yeah.
And did they say anything to your family in terms
of sympathy
or empathy?
No.
Or,
like that's what my man said. Like if they had to come over and said, oh, "I'm sorry, but we have to stand by him." Obviously, it's their son or brother or whatever. But no, they didn't even come over and say anything. They didn't. They were just standing in the corner, to be fair. Like
okay, and Would it make a difference if some of the family or one of the family did say, listen, on our knees we say we're so sorry for what happened?
Yes, of course. Of course. Okay. It definitely would have.
Okay.
It never, like, I'm not saying it'd make a difference, but, like, it would have, like, we wouldn't have, the way I look at them now, I'm not even going to say on the radio, but, like, the way I look at them is, like, they hadn't got the decency to come over and say, right, well, sorry, he's our son, our brother, but we just have to stand by him at this tragic time. Like, but no, unfortunately, they didn't come over and say sorry.
Well, Carl, deepest sympathy to you and your family.
Thank you.
And he's a gorgeous boy, and you've honoured him. You've honoured him so well in talking about his life and his achievements and his role in the family and his brilliance in school and his prospects and that incredible scheme up in DCU, which requires incredible determination to get into. So, but that's no consolation, unfortunately, to you and your family as you approach now. He 17, 18, 19. This is your third Christmas without him.
Third Christmas, yeah.
Okay. Carl, condolences again to you and your parents and your brothers and your sister.
Thank you.
Thanks indeed. That's Carl Henry and his brother is Lee Henry. And as I say, that photograph would really, really speak countless tears shed and unshed.